Back now with Day to Day and something to whet your Thanksgiving appetite. This is the story of Man Bites World. It's a blog written by 26-year-old Noah Galutin. Noah lives here in Southern California, home to thousands of ethnic restaurants. Earlier this year, he devised this challenge for himself: eat the cuisine of a different country every day. On day one, he took on Mexico.
Mexico is sort of the cuisine that's been with me my whole life. It's sort of every step of my gastronomic evolution. You know, whether it's you're a kid and you're having quesadillas and nachos, you know, when you're growing up and you start having, you know, cowhead tacos and things like that.
Yes, Noah is a brave eater. He'll eat cowhead tacos and just about anything else, and then he'll write about it on his blog. Man Bites World is his online chronicle of this culinary journey around the world. I joined him on day 70 at Azeen's Afghani restaurant in Pasadena.
Delicious.
Yeah,
thank,
really
you.
Good, thank you.
Over cups of hot cardamom tea, Noah explained the parameters of his quest to eat food from all over the world, starting with rule number one: no cooking for himself.
That's not going to be very indicative of the cuisine, you know, stealing someone else's recipe online and doing a bad job recreating it. You know, I can't order stuff from online, canned fish or something, and have that sent to me. And really just, you know, the main one is, you know, no days off.
And with this, the first course arrives.
Alrighty. Oh, wow. Here we have the chef's combo.
Our waitress, Leticia Ruiz, brings us a plate piled high with Afghan appetizers.
Okay, here we have mantu, which is a steamed dumpling stuffed with lamb and onions topped with yogurt and vegetables. And over here we have sambosa, which is chickpeas and ground lamb.
There's a bit of a science to this. Noah carefully photographs each plate to post on his blog. He takes extensive notes, and then comes the fun part.
This is, I think, the battered eggplant with yogurt and meat sauce on top. So it looks appropriately crispy and creamy and meaty. And so let's see. As promised, it's really, really good. It sort of reminds me of Italian eggplant dishes I had a lot growing up. Like, my grandmother's Sicilian, so I grew up eating a lot of Italian food.
You hear a lot of people say that food is a way to get to know a culture. Do you get a sense when you go to these places and you sit down and have a meal, do you feel like you actually get to learn anything more about the country that it's from?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I mean, you look at, I mean, food literally is a country's history. It's when you look at, you know, poor people finding ways to make cheap cuts of meat delicious. And that's where cooking comes from. And that's where great cooking comes from.
Noah has been at this for nearly 3 months now. And though the okra stew from Ghana was nothing like the sweetbreads from Argentina, he has found that food, no matter where it's from, has some universal themes.
Comfort food is one of the most amazing subplots of all of this, because it's amazing how certain cuisines really do translate instantly and fairly universally. I mean, Ethiopian food, pretty much everyone that's ever tried it, I've found it, likes it. There are many people who try Ethiopian food and go, oh, that stinks. There's no reason that Ethiopian food should necessarily be accessible to, you know, somebody who grew up at Olive Garden. But people enjoy it, and that's really interesting to me.
That was delicious.
Oh, thank you.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really.
How do you like the sauce?
Really good, yeah.
Our appetizer plate wiped clean. Leticia brings on more dishes, a savory sautéed butternut squash, cauliflower stewed with tomatoes and onions, and an entree that looks like a beautiful orange-colored bird's nest.
This is actually kabili palau. It's actually a basmati rice. What they do is they sear it in lamb sauce to make it brown, and then it has the raisins and carrots on top.
It is delicious. But as we eat, Noah tells me not all of his meals have turned out this well.
I had a pretty abysmal cow foot stew at this Jamaican place. I mean, one of the worst things I've had, honestly, so far is overcooked chicken. People are terrified of getting sick, I guess, so they destroy the lovely bird by overcooking it. And, you know, I'd rather eat cow foot stew than really dry chicken.
In addition to bad bird, Noah has also faced the issue of abundance. How do you choose one Chinese restaurant in all of Los Angeles? Noah didn't. On day 73, he and a group of his friends tackled 11 Chinese places in 11 hours. As you can imagine, all this eating takes a caloric toll. Luckily, Noah seems to have the kind of speedy metabolism you need to do this sort of thing. Even so, there are days when this quest is a lot to stomach.
Because, you know, a lot of times you are having the specialties of a country, and sometimes I was having Bulgarian food. So what's the typical side for this? That's really, you know, something that you'd recommend as a nice typical side. And he goes, French fries with cheese on top. And I'm like, all right, you know, you got to get it. You got to go for it. But I was really hoping he'd say salad that day. Didn't work out that way.
There are other challenges in finding a different country's cuisine to dine on every day. Even in Southern California, it's tough locating a place that serves fare from Uzbekistan or Mozambique.
Amazingly, Scotland and Wales are really difficult. New Zealand is kind of difficult, although now I have some options for that.
Noah has received some help. Readers of his blog have chimed in with their recommendations. A few have even invited him over to cook him food from their homelands. But back to Afghanistan and our lunch.
So I'm going to give you... That way you could share.
Though we are both feeling full, how can you resist dessert, a pudding made with almonds and rose water?
Wow, this is thick and wobbly. Here you go.
Thank you.
This is a very white, creamy concoction with pistachios on top, and I'm excited to give it a try. Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's the rose water makes it sort of like...
It's like eating a garden.
What you thought eating potpourri would be like when you were a kid.
But tasty.
Yeah.
It's days like this that Noah imagines he could keep up his blog for a long, long time. But the world is only so large. There are only so many countries he can conquer.
So how will you know when this is truly done?
When it's, I go through a full day and haven't been able to find anything new to eat the whole day, then that's it. I mean, you know, the sun is down, it's 11:45 at night, and you go, all right, I guess that's it. You pop in a frozen dinner and have a glass of wine and call it a night.
But at least for now, the journey goes on. Today is day 85, American. Noah Galutin will be eating a proper Thanksgiving dinner at home. To see photos from our meal and read Noah's blog, go to our website, npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen. Happy Thanksgiving.